Hi, welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will, and with me are my two sidekicks,
Elijah
and Sexy Rexy.
Today, we're going to be talking about randomness and know-how. So, Rex, what happened to you today?
Well, my wife asked me to check out my PG&E bill, my electricity bill.
Okay.
I almost had a damn heart attack.
Why?
All right, let me start it out first. Let me elaborate on what my bill started out as. It was around 177, right?
Okay.
And when it switched over to winter, I expected it to go up, you know, heater running and everything like that. They always seem to go up. So I went from 177 to about 250. I was like, all right, that's not bad. And then the next month, jumped up to 512.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Blew my mind. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Okay.
This month,
oh my God,
$1,056.55. My house, I would be generous in saying it's about 1,300 square feet.
Yeah, okay.
Not a big house at all.
No, not at all.
Someone's running a casino in the back of the room.
Somebody's sweatshop, man.
Somebody's splitting off my electricity. They're running the shit. Pool. Got some squatters near
something.
Me. Man, no, you gotta turn those pot leaf lights off, man.
I'll smoke that stuff.
Nah.
That devil's lettuce.
That devil's lettuce.
People at work were telling me somebody could be running off my electricity. There's no way. I only have one plug in my backyard, and it's connected to my garage, and it's all fenced in. So there's no way that could be happening.
It's the government. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I knew, like, the PG&E bills and everything like that, electricity bills, were going to go up anyway because of the fires that they caused.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have gone up $500 twice
more than
a
that,
month.
$800 because it's
well. I'm talking about how it staggered up. It went from whatever to 500 to 1,000.
Yeah, which is absurd. I don't have a two-story elaborate house. It's a one-story, three-bedroom,
you know, like
two and a half.
15
bath.
TVs running at one time or something.
No, oh, I only shit. Have three TVs in my house. Four TVs.
Sounds
in my house.
Like somebody's got like all your lights on, all your AC on. They got your refrigerator door open, so that light's on.
My refrigerator, my freezer, the oven on, the microwave.
They got
running.
The microwave running 24 hours. It's sprinklers like I don't know what I'm cooking, going. But I'm hitting the buttons.
They have my garage light on for some reason.
Like fuck.
Just in case.
Ugh. Like, somebody's afraid of the dark corners in your room or in your house. They're like, no dark anywhere.
I didn't know it was possible to almost have a heart attack and a stroke at the same time at 22, but I almost did.
Yeah, I almost did.
Yeah, that's like more than your rent, huh?
Yeah, it's more. My rent is $950.
Excuse me.
I think it's $950. So, yeah, it's way more than my rent. Yeah.
Jesus.
I couldn't imagine paying that.
So, what's going on with you, Elijah?
Well, let's see. I just watched...
Well, no one cares. No, I'm sorry. I'm just messing. Anyways, let's go.
I just watched John Wick 3.
John Wick 3. That's
was it good?
It's a good movie.
It is good?
Now, there might be spoilers in here.
I'm ashamed to say I have not seen John Wick 3.
I know.
That's okay. So, Rex, you say... Sexy Rexy, whatever. You say you haven't seen it.
No.
Do you care about spoilers?
I don't care about spoilers.
Okay, spoiler alert. I'll give
I don't
a time.
Really spoilers, just nonstop killing. I mean, what is?
Well, like I mean, there's certain things that happen in there that people might not want to know about.
Yeah, parts people don't want to know about. Certain killings they don't want to know about.
I feel like the whole movie was just, like I said, just, you know, blood, guts, everything.
I think it was probably not one of Keanu Reeves' best movies, but it is definitely one of his better movies.
Well, he kind of plays the same character every movie, basically.
No,
he's
doesn't.
He's probably not that good of an actor.
Have you ever seen Bill and Ted?
Okay, that's
Did you just say he's not that good of an actor?
I think he's very average.
What? Oh my gosh.
Especially in these movies, in these John Wick movies, he's really not
that good. That's like you saying like Bruce Willis isn't that good.
He's
that
okay.
Pot. Oh
this guy,
my
dude.
Gosh.
This.
Oh
my God.
I like
you. Okay. What? What do you? What do
I like
you like about
Brad Pitt? So I mean, I'm just saying.
Of course you would.
Guy.
I mean,
of course you
what,
would.
Hey,
you
hold seen, on, give me.
Have you seen him with his shirt off?
Oh, whoa, all right. This is going a little
you're
too.
You're married, dude.
Yeah, you're married. You're married
you
to a woman.
Cover up?
Wait,
I don't care.
How many kids do you have?
I do have three kids.
Then don't talk about a naked man.
I didn't say naked. I just said a shirt off.
You said
oh,
the shirt off.
Gosh.
What are you talking about? But, okay, give me. What's
give
a
me
specific...
one movie
yeah.
that's bad oh, no, that I'll... Keanu Reeves does.
Say Matrix and I'll slap you.
I said average.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's not very good. Okay,
oh.
So like I said, John Wick, they're good action movies.
He's gonna come after you, dude.
They're good action movies, yes, but his acting in them is just.
You're gonna get a random call and he's gonna pull a Liam Neeson. He's like, I don't know where you are or what you're doing.
That's
but I will find you. and I will show you how good of an actor I am.
All that shooting Keanu Reeves does in the movies is actually really trained.
The Matrix are good movies too. I'm not going to say they're not. Very good, you know, acting or action. His acting in it though, it's pretty average too. I mean,
wow. Oh my god.
I can't believe I heard hear a grown man say this.
I didn't say there weren't good movies. I'm
didn't
just
he
saying.
Also say that? What was that one? That one movie that you liked about the way you took your daughter to see it.
Little Women.
You liked Little Women.
Hey, it was a good movie.
Did you like it more than you liked John Wick 3?
I mean, they're two different movies. I mean, you can't really. I don't know if you could put them together.
Yeah, I wouldn't really put them together.
Hey, did you like the actors better? How about that?
The acting was better. Yes, the acting. Yes.
Come on, man.
It was. I mean,
all right. That's about the time we have for our little morning announcements. You know, what's going on with our lives.
It's insane, man. Who doesn't?
It is insane, man. I'm just trying to get us off this subject before somebody decides to hurt Elijah.
I know. We're going
to
get all these angry comments.
I know, right? So, like, what do you guys want to talk about today? I got a couple subjects we can talk about today. I got two subjects. Sorry if I mispronounce this. There's Rogyoku Kengushi in Tokyo, Japan. It's a sumo competition.
Uh-huh.
You guys want to talk about that? Or do you guys want to talk about Canada's most wanted fugitive being caught in the U.S. after being on the run for
Canada
2 days?
Canada has the most wanted? I thought they're all...
They have a top 10 most wanted.
Top 10?
Yes. This guy is on it. I didn't get the whole list. But this guy was on the run for 2 decades.
2 decades?
From Canada. And then he decides, you know what, I'm going to go over to America to try to catch an airplane back to his homeland. And he gets caught.
All right, let's talk about this since we're already talking about it too much. Let's already go into it.
Okay, so Canada's most wanted fugitive. He was on the run for 2 decades. He's one of Quebec's top 10 most wanted fugitives.
They speak French in Quebec, don't they?
I
believe so.
Among other things.
All I know is they say Ayla.
Kapoor, I cannot pronounce his last name, I'm sorry. It's Kapoor Parathasarayan. I'm sorry if I offended anybody with that. He was 47, he was on the run since 2003 for sexual assault and possession of child pornography.
Oh, he's sick.
Yeah,
sick
he's
bastard.
A fucking sick motherfucker. The Service de Police de la Ville de Montreal.
You can speak French. I know you can.
That's about it. Yeah, that's
you take French at school?
No, I did not.
Did they even?
I took a thing called Spanglish.
Did they even supply French at your high school?
No, they did Spanish.
Spanglish.
alleged by the Canadian authorities, he had victims from 1998 to 2003. We're not going to go into what he did because it's kind of bad.
Sick.
It's sick. You can look it up yourself. I found this on a certain newscast on the internet.
Sure, you can go on Google and find it.
Yeah, you can just go on Google and find it. And if you want his last name spelled, it's Purthasarthie. I can't pronounce it. Sorry.
He's not even going to try.
I'm not. Oh, I tried once.
Take a break for a second. How is Canada having a top 10 most wanted? I thought they're all nice. Like
No. I'm not saying all of them are nice, because, you know, some of them are, but they could be kind of dicks up there. I mean, they're dicks everywhere. Everybody's a dick.
Well, but did I hear that
Canada's known for being nice, though? I don't even think they...
That right there is a stereotype.
But did I hear that he was on the run for a decade?
Two decades.
And as soon as he comes to the United States,
we caught him.
Shazam! We got you, sucker.
From what I understand, what happened was...
we're better, but you know.
I mean, come on, Mounties. Come on. Like, hey, I can't find this guy. Anyways, so, yeah, they thought he was running to America. And so, they thought he was jumping the border, trying to get into America. So they sent out a, what is it? Not necessarily an Amber Alert, but, you know, they were just tipping off the agencies. And then as soon as they tipped him off, they found him. It says, supposedly by... I'm not exactly sure if this is it, but the New Jersey Port Authority says that they caught him trying to leave the country, going on a flight back to his home country.
What's his home country?
India.
India. Oh.
He was trying to go back home to India.
Why would you want to go there? No offense to India, but...
No, he was just he was trying to get away from it. If you're going to spit out accusations about their, you know, that, look it up so we can actually tell them what's what.
Oh, India?
Yeah, look it up. Go ahead. But he was trying to
how bad it is there?
Yeah, you know, you're going to sit here and spit stuff out like that. I don't want to, you know, we can't do that.
It is pretty populated. It is.
I believe it is the second. I was watching a video over the weekend, and it was like China was number one, India was number two.
But, I mean, like, come on, five victims between 98 to 2003. That is just wrong, dude. But,
Sorry, but guy deserves...
Okay, my bad.
Vox good old hanging, right?
I want to say good old hanging. I just say general population, in my opinion. General pop, you know, everybody finds out about everything in general pop. And if you're a child molester or anything like that, you're not going to have a good time in prison. They don't like that kind of stuff.
I would think not.
Anyways, what'd you find? Sexy Rexy?
So...
Can't have too much dead air, guys.
They're cons. Apparently they have a bad problem with handling and controlling population growth. I just saw a thing on here. They haven't had a grip on it in the last 20 years, but I saw another thing on here from Vox. Uh-huh. I'm not a big fan of Vox, but they had a thing on here that's saying that they're actually now the most populated place in the world.
Okay. Over China?
Yeah, over China.
What?
That's
hard to believe. I thought...
They say they have terrorist threats. They have cases of female infancy, infanticide, or whatever.
All right. Well, we're
rape, well. There's your interesting fact killing, of the day, guys. India is now more populated than China.
Oh. All right. We're gonna go ahead and try to move on from this.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Oh.
Their country is the third world's one of them. They're the third ranked world. In the world of infestation and stuff like that.
Infestation, that's gross.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have, like, break out of a freaking plague over there or some shit.
Coronavirus.
No, we're not gonna get into that right now. That's another episode. We'll get into the coronavirus.
I'm
not afraid of it because I only drink Modelo's.
He only drinks Modelo's! Now,
hey,
listen
whoa,
here.
Calm down with that stuff.
Hey, listen here, man. I'm like, I don't drink Corona and I don't drink Modelo's, but I do drink that tequila.
You like tequila?
Ooh, I like a tequila!
You know what goes real good with coronavirus? Lyme disease.
Lyme disease! Hey, yeah, here we are. Bad humor. That's what this is going to be all about.
Okay, we got to take a break, guys.
We got to take a small break for our sponsors. Hi, welcome back. anyways. So what we're going to talk about now, unless you guys got something.
Talk about the sumo guy?
Well, we'll talk about the sumo guy.
Okay.
His name is... Takashiro, he's 33 years old, and he surprised everybody by beating every single opponent he had. He was, I don't understand this part, he was supposedly the underdog going into this tournament.
Okay.
He was ranked last in his sumo, in his division in sumo wrestling.
Okay.
He had a win-loss ratio of 14-1.
Dang.
How is he at the bottom rank? Yeah. Dang. How is he at the bottom ranking? But he spent most of his tournament in the second division with his win-loss of 14-1.
Mm-hmm.
He said after he won the tournament, he said he was so focused that he didn't even realize how many bouts he had been in.
Dang.
Yeah. He was so emotional after he won that he just broke down crying. Like, I mean, straight... tears.
Big man crying. You never want to see that.
No, I mean, this guy broke down. He said he might have cried just a little too much, but he was relieved to have all the stress off of it. Mm. Now,
they're no joke. I
mean, they are no joke, you know.
They'll kick your butt.
They will.
They may be hefty boys, but there's some athletic beasts. Oh, I know. Tell you that.
I'm not going to mention the network that said this, but to me, I'm a big boy. Rex, I don't know if this is going to get to you.
We should get you into it.
No, I'm not getting
ready for it.
No.
We should train him for it.
No.
Big Will.
Big Will will not be in the little diaper, okay?
I'll train
him. Anyways, there's a specific network that said this, which irritated me.
Okay.
It said, underdog stories or underdog victories do not come much bigger than this.
Dang.
Like, wow. What the
I mean, that's
hell.
Kind of funny, but still.
It is it's funny.
It's messed up, but yeah. Kind of funny.
Like, it's messed up. Like, this network sits there and talks about over and over and over about how compassionate they are, about how America does this and America does that. But as soon as it's something outside of our country, we're just going to start talking crap about it. like, it's okay to say somebody is
America.
Big and whatnot as long as they're in another country. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to get into more than that. I was just saying, you know. Well, it's time for a random fact of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's hear this bad boy.
Okay. This
let's
is such
learn
a,
something
this,
new today.
Oh, you want to learn something new today? Oh. You're going to learn it. Did you know that a bolt of lightning contains enough energy to toast 100,000 pieces of bread?
Jeez.
That's, right? That's a lot.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Random fact. Think about this. A bolt of lightning has more than 5 billion joules of energy in it.
Your joules?
Joules. Mm-hmm. Type of energy.
Interesting.
At least that's what the thing said. I'm just reading it. But your average 2-slice toaster only has 1,000 watts of energy.
I wonder how much joules is compared to watts. Well, like, how many watts equals joule, or how many joules equals watt?
Well, think about this. With that 5 billion joules to your 1,000-watt toaster, you can toast, or you can, yeah, toast bread for over 84,000 minutes. And one strike can do, yeah, it's a lot, right?
Yeah,
one strike of
lightning. How many watts equals one joule, yeah.
One strike of lightning will toast 100,000 breads, bagels, English muffins, and whatever you want, right? That's
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes. Pop-Tarts! Dang, we should do
Real
something
quick.
Like that.
What?
We're
going to be out there Ben Franklin and everything.
No.
With a key and a Pop-Tart on the end
we
of
should,
the ring.
No, we should, like, someday when it's, you know, we got a good lightning storm, we should go out there with a whole bunch of Pop-Tarts, throw them down, see how many of those, you know, like, cook with that.
Yeah, so Elijah won't be with us much longer.
You get so many lightning strikes where we're at. Yes.
If Elijah's not on the show anymore, you guys know why.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's just, you know, da-da-da! I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I'm going to do it anyways. You know, thank you, Mighty Messiah. But,
Dude, I don't know what it is about, like, lightning storms. It's just cool to watch.
You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
If we're still going to go on the news, I don't know if you still want to go on the news or anything.
Go.
Fine.
Go, yeah.
Apparently, I just found out it's a bad thing to be a pregnant woman in Louisiana.
What? Why?
Homicide is a top cause of maternal deaths in Louisiana. Apparently,
What, just going after pregnant women?
I don't know. I guess so. I guess if you're pregnant, your chance of being murdered, because that's homicide, right? Yeah, murder is homicide. Yeah. Your chances of being murdered is up by 12.9%. 12.9 per 100,000 births, yeah, in Louisiana.
That's crazy. Well, let's just keep
moving. In all, 13.4% of these deaths were homicide. So 13.4% of all the homicides were pregnant women. All
right, well, since we're going that way, let's just keep on heading east. I think Elijah's looking up a new topic. Let's just keep heading east and a little south, I guess. Florida man. Florida man incidences. There was a Florida man incident.
We all love Florida men.
All right. The craziest stories, man. I don't know what it is about that Florida water, but man.
What whew. Don't they have in that water? Jeez. It's making people like that.
But this Florida man, I don't know if he was a babysitter, friend of the family, father, whatever. This Florida man got tired of his baby crying. So he duct taped the baby to the ceiling fan.
What?
And turned the ceiling fan on. This is what I was reading. I don't know the accuracy of it, but like, come on. Florida, what the fuck?
Look at this article I just pulled
Got
up.
Some like ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling-ding-a-ling heats going on down there.
Look at
this. What you got? Homicide victims rarely talk to police. Well, no.
What? Of course.
Shit.
Is that only like a news article?
Yeah.
A news article said homicide victims don't talk
that's
to police.
That's like that's like when somebody comes up to ask you, so what was life like when you were little? Well, I was born at a very young age. I'm like, no shit, you were born at a very young age.
That's like
age.
Coming up to someone without a bike saying, hey, how do you like your bike?
Right? Like,
what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
So you can do this. Everyone listening can do this. Look it up. Pull out your phone real quick. Look up your birthday. Oh,
you're talking about
Elijah.
The... Yeah, you're
look
talking
up your
about
birthday
the
and
Florida
put up...
Man, yeah.
Yeah, put up Florida Man.
Yeah, they're pretty
what I got is Florida Man continues gardening naked despite neighbors pleading him to stop.
Oh, God. Oh.
What?
Oh, man.
That was in 2018. So it was a while back.
Jeez. Florida, come on. Like... filter your water or something, like Like, I know you guys got a lot to worry about, you know, gators and whatnot, but... I mean,
game Tim Gator.
Tim Gator, that's what he... Oh, my God. Anyways.
All that cocaine from coming in from Cuba, dude, must be some good stuff.
Or not, I mean...
Yeah, or not.
Like, you guys see that video on Facebook the other day? I don't know if it went to everybody, but I saw it. It was a, I think it was in Florida. Woman was walking down the street, and she was like... She was tripping on something hard. And she was like just
You see that all the time at TAP, don't you?
All the
I see it all the time in Oldo.
Fuck,
I see it
all
the
time.
Every day on my drive home.
Anyway, she was like, tripping hard, right? And somebody filmed her. And then, I don't actually know the name of the song, but it's Love the Way You Walk and Talk Because You're Super Bad.
Okay.
They overlaid that to her like tripping, and it fits perfectly. Like, down to the beat, just the, everything fits. Oh, what is that? Is that the slapping competition?
Slapping contest, yeah.
Oh, that guy, that Russian guy,
and
finally
got
beat.
Whopped upside the face. Yeah, you should do something like that. What do you think?
No, I mean, I'll play against you.
Of course. You gotta play against me, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you're a big man.
The lightest one in the group, huh?
The what?
I said the lightest.
I thought he said the whitest one in the group. Well, I was like, what the heck?
That is probably true, too, but...
Come on, right now. Come on. Ready? Come on. Wasn't even that hard.
What else you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about Nick Nathan having the Super Bowl?
Oh, God. The Super Bowl.
Let's not talk about
one mic
it's too late.
Let's talk about the halftime show where freaking Shakira's like, ah, la, 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 with her tongue. What's
how she normally sings.
I did not get to see the halftime show.
She's tongue in the freaking camera to death.
How about when they shook their booties?
Hey, hey, hey. Let's not get sexual harassment.
My wife
charges.
Could be listening. I don't want to
be yeah,
hey,
I know. Watch
hey,
out.
Hey, for J-Lo being that old, I mean...
Whoa. I thought you were supposed to be a gentleman. You can't be, like, throwing her out
She's still
there.
Attractive. That's yeah, what I'm
but
saying.
But you can't be, like, for her being that old. Come on.
She's, like, 50. I mean, that's kind
of old. Gentlemen... doesn't disclose a woman's age or weight. What the heck?
That is very true.
Man, here we are, you know.
Rude.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm probably going to get in trouble now because I'm like, don't do this, don't do that. Woman doesn't need me to stand up for her.
You're sexist.
That's what it's going to come down to. It's like, oh, man, Big Will, he's a sexist. No, I'm not. Sorry, I was raised in a generation where we treat and, you know, act accordingly. Respectful,
but now that could be considered sexist.
Yeah,
too,
it's stupid.
All these modern
no. We're not gonna get.
Yeah,
into
let's
that.
Get off. Get back off that.
Yeah, we're getting off that.
What?
What?
What did you find? Read this story?
What?
This hey. This coconut water. I don't. What the frick? Vita Coca.
Vita Coca, huh?
They tweeted a photo of a jar of human urine.
What?
To one of its online critics and invited him to drink it. What the frick? Who does that crap?
Apparently they do.
Apparently, fuck. God. Well, alright, folks, I think that's gonna just about wrap it up for us. You guys have anything else you wanna say?
All I gotta say is, I may not be a Chiefs fan, but I won my bet. I can't wait to enjoy that pizza on Friday, boys. Can't wait to enjoy that pizza.
In case you wanna know, Big Will here and Elijah, we're Niners fans. He's a little more hardcore Niner fan than I am. I kind of called that they were going to lose. I was super excited.
That's all.
But yeah, they were 20-10. But anyways, that's going to do it for us. So thanks.
Tell everybody that thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. And check out our Facebook page at Nonsense and Know How. Capital letters on each first letter. So that's a... N capital, A capital, and K capital. All on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next one.